Today's scripture reading can be found in an insert in your bulletins. Hear God's word from Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 21. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great." But Abram said, "O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus." And Abram said, "You have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir." But the word of the Lord came to him, "This man shall not be your heir. No, no one but your very own issue shall be your heir." He brought him outside and said, "Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them." Then he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, "I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess." He said, "O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it?" And he said to him, "Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." He brought all of these and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other, but he did not cut the birds in two. And when the birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a deep and terrifying darkness descended upon him. And the Lord said to Abram, "Know this for certain, that your offspring shall be aliens in a land that is not theirs, and shall be slaves there, and they shall be oppressed for 400 years. But I will bring judgment on the nation that they serve, and afterwards they shall come out with great possessions. As for yourself, you shall go to your ancestors in peace. You shall be buried at a good old age. And they shall come back here in the fourth generation, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete." When the sun had gone down and it was dark, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To your descendants I shall give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river Euphrates, the land of the Kenites, the Kenizzites, the Kadamites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Girgashites, and the Jebusites."
You can rest your tongue now, Jim. Shall we pray? God of mercy, grant that the word you speak this day may take root in our hearts and bear fruit to your honor and glory, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We are in the fifth week of our Great Stories of Genesis summer series, and we have got to the place where God has made some great promises to Abram, but still no Abram Jr. Presumably, Abram and Sarai are doing their part, and they're waiting to see if God is going to do his part. It would seem that no matter what comes next, Abram's faith is beginning to weaken. He's beginning to doubt God's covenant promises made to him, and so he's looking for a little proof. God responds to Abram's doubting the covenant promise by taking Abram outside, pointing up to the stars, and making yet another promise. That's not exactly proof, but it's what comes next in this story of God's redemption. The scriptures say, after that, after this stargazing experience, Abram believed, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Verse 5 says in the story that after Abram went outside and the Lord said, "Look toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to count them." And if you've ever tried counting stars, it's a very difficult task. It's going to take a very long time. And in fact, astronomers have been doing it for a long, long time. I pay attention a bit to astronomy, and I noticed an article from the New York Times back in March by Dennis Overby titled, "A Mysterious Flash from a Faraway Galaxy." And the article says, "A mysterious flash of X-rays was detected by NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory. The source likely comes from some destructive event. But it may be a variety that scientists have never seen before. It was a spark in the night, a flash of X-rays from a galaxy practically on the edge of infinity. Astronomers say they do not know what caused it. The orbiting Chandra X-ray Observatory was in the midst of a 75-day survey of a patch of sky known as the Chandra Deep Field South when it recorded this burst of light from a formerly quiet spot in the cosmos. For a few brief hours on October 1, 2014, the X-rays were 1,000 times brighter than any other light from that galaxy. A dwarf speck 11 billion light years away in the constellation Fornax." Kind of sounds like science, like the science is on the edge of the universe. "And then whatever had gone bump in the night, it was all over like that." What was God trying to show Abram when he took him outside for a star counting exercise? And what is it that God wants most from us? Is it belief? Heidelberg Catechism agrees that all of the good, moral, ethical, sacrificial, socially responsible things we do will never please God unless they are accompanied by faith, by belief. But belief in what? Belief that God is who he says he is? Belief that God keeps his promises? Belief in the promise that God makes to Abram and his descendants in the latter half of this chapter? Because after the stargazing scene, there is another scene which is not quite as familiar to us, but would have been familiar to the early readers of Genesis. This is a covenant-cutting ceremony that was done in ancient times. And the readers of the early readers of Genesis would know that both parties walked between the animals that had been sacrificed. Only in verse 17, Abram doesn't walk. Only the smoking fire pot and the blazing torch walk the walk. Only God makes the promise. Only God accepts the curse should the promise be broken. Jewish scholars and commentators have a hard time understanding this passage, because if the curse if the covenant is broken and the curse is given, then one party must die. And Jewish theologians say God cannot die. We, however, will approach this table in a few minutes, and we will break bread and we will share a cup that remembers that God did once die, just as he promised he would die. And he died so that he could restore the covenant broken by humanity. R.C. Sproul is founder of Ligonier Ministries, and he's known for communicating deep truths of the Christian faith through his writing and speaking. And he wrote in one of his books that, "I don't know when it became a custom for American Christians to ask conference speakers to sign their Bibles, but it's happened to me on a few occasions. Some people asking that I write my life verse. Well, I don't really have a life verse. I would prefer to have the whole counsel of God as a life verse. But since people asked for it, I began to write down Genesis 15, verse 17. Which is from our reading, which says, "When the sun had gone down and it was dark, behold, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces." Now, Dr. Sproul says, invariably, if I write that down in someone's Bible before the conference is over, they come looking for me and they say, are you sure that's the verse that you meant as your life verse? And if you did, what does it mean? Well, he admits that it's a kind of unusual life verse, and apart from its context, it's nearly impossible to understand. But Dr. Sproul would say, if I could only have one book, if I was stranded on a desert island, I would, of course, want the Bible. If I could only have one book of the Bible, I would want the book of Hebrews, which shows how all the promises of the Old Testament are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And if I only had one verse, I want verse 17 of Genesis 15 with me. Why is that? Well, Dr. Sproul says it's because of the promise that it signifies. He explains that Abram was one of the wealthiest men in the ancient world, and yet he didn't have an heir. That's the first part of the story, the stargazing part of the story. And God assured Abram that he would have a son, and that his son would have descendants, and their descendants would have descendants, and more children than you could count. But then God reaffirms the earlier promise to him that he would inherit the land of Canaan, and Abram struggles with this promise as well, doubts it, questions it. So the covenant-cutting promise ceremony takes place. He takes animals, cuts them in two, arranges them in pieces in a row, the two pieces on either side. As I envision it, it was a bloody mess. It was a carnage. And when Abraham finishes, God puts him in a deep sleep to give him a vision. And he says in verse 17, when the sun had gone down and it was dark, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. So what's so special about this verse? The flaming torch, the flaming pot, and the torch are theophanies. A theophany is an appearance of God in space and time. And this is what happens to Abram. God sensed his doubt, sensed his weakness, sensed his willingness to throw it all away. And so God took desperate actions, and God came to earth in these signs, just as he came to earth later in history in the person of Jesus Christ. He says, basically, I'm giving you this promise, and I can't swear by the seas, and I can't swear by the angels, and I can't swear by anything else in heaven or on earth, so I'm going to swear by myself, on my person. And if the covenant is broken, it will be on me. I will take responsibility for it. When God made a promise to Abraham because he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by it himself, saying, I will surely bless you and multiply you, says Hebrews chapter 6. What we see in Genesis 15 is a covenant-cutting ceremony, one quite typical of the day, but it's a sign that God would not let the covenant go that he had made with Abram. What exactly was he trying to show Abram with this? Here's what I think, that what God most wants from us is our faith, our basic belief, our trust in him, to believe that God is who he says he is, and to believe that God keeps his promises always. Amen.